This is Remnant Bride Radio, bringing to you Time with Gary, a common man with an uncommon understanding. Now, from RemnantBrideRadio.com, here's Gary Naylor.
Hi, this is Gary Naylor. Let's spend some time together. That which has been is that which will be. And that which has been done is that which will be done. So there is nothing new under the sun. That which is has been already, and that which will be has already been. For God seeks what is passed by. Folks, the stage is set. That which occurred in the Garden of Eden is the seed, the testimony, the evidence of everything that is going to unfold in man, and everything that is going to unfold more particularly in his kingdom. And that is what we are seeing right now. I'm going to come to you today without Chris Meyer, the co-host, because I want to speak directly to you. I find that many times when I talk, it's as though you're listening to a conversation between Chris and I, although I do say things specifically to the listening audience. But I want to make sure that I have a one-on-one conversation or presentation to you, the audience, the listener. We are at a very sober time, and I do not believe that men and women understand what Yahweh God is doing. They do not seek His ways. It says concerning the sons of Israel that they knew His acts, but it was Moses who knew the ways. I do not believe that kingdom men, nor the world, are seeking to understand what Yahweh is doing and to understand His ways, which I believe is critical. If we're going to respond to social ills, if I may, in society today, we're going to have to back off and look at the big picture in light of what Yahweh set forth in the garden. It is in the garden that we are going to find the evidence as to what is taking place today, where we are, and where we're headed. Let's look at that garden testimony. As you know, Eve ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and then gave that fruit to Adam. And because of that, it says, in dying you will die, and men have died ever since then. It was a testimony of what would take place in the kingdom of heaven. That is extremely important for you and for anybody to realize. It is the pattern, as we read in Ecclesiastes 1:9 and 3:15 just then. That which took place in the garden is that which will be, and that is exactly what we are seeing unfold before our very eyes at this time. Of course, the garden, or the kingdom, has been corrupted for 2,000 years because Yeshua came too early. He came before His time, as related to us, by demons. They knew. Legion was 6,000. Yeshua came at the end of 4,000 years. And they asked permission to be cast into 2,000 swine. Is it not obvious that the demons knew they had Legion 6,000 years, and they requested another 2,000? It's the corruption of the kingdom that has taken place for the last 2,000 years under the headship of Satan. Now, what corrupts the kingdom, and extremely relevant to where we are today, what corrupts this nation of America? We read in Genesis 3, 16 and 17. 16 starts with the curse of the woman. It says, yet your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you. It's verse 16. Now, whenever I quote that to others, I always add this portion. Yet your desire will be for the place of your husband, and he will rule over you. Someone asked me recently, now, that's not in there. Why do you add it? To add clarity. Because if I just say your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you, there's confusion about what that desire is. Is that a positive desire? Well, no. In fact, it's not. How do you know that, Gary? In fact, I used to believe that that was a positive desire. That the wife would desire her husband. But if you go a mere 14 verses, you find the exact situation being set forth using the exact words. And let's see what that is. That has to do with Cain and Abel. As you know, Cain slew Abel. And while this dilemma, while this conflict was raging within him, Yahweh came to him and said to Cain, sin is crouching at the door, and its desire is for you, but you must master it. You must rule over it. Sin is crouching at the door, and its desire. It's the same Hebrew word used where it says, concerning the woman, yet your desire will be for the place of your husband. Because it then says, and he will rule over you. And so there's this conflict between the woman desiring the place of the husband, and yet the legal right stands with the man. And then it says in 14 verses, sin is crouching at the door, and its desire is for you. But you must rule over it. Do you see the parallel? This is a very important parallel for us individually. I have been told that the word soul is actually feminine. Each one of us have a feminine soul. And our spirit is to rule over that feminine soul of mind, will, and emotions. Our conscience, our spirit that heeds to Yahweh. And so the conflict is laid out in Genesis within 16 verses that there would be a feminine nature, the created nature, that wars against the masculine nature or the creator nature. This is going to be true within ourselves. There is the feminine soul within each one of us that wants to rule, whether we're male or female. It occurs in the relationship between men and women. I hope you've read the book called The Curse of 1920. In it we see that the woman is certainly desiring the place of the man. You know, in the teachings, the video teachings that came out recently, I challenged women, wake up. Why can't you read that? Your desire will be for the place of the man? Why is it that women long and desire and yearn and pursue with such strength to stand in and occupy the place of the man? It is so offensive to me to watch news reports and to see a law enforcement officer to come out who is a woman. She has no right to stand in that place. That place of defense belongs to men. Women in the places of business. Women trying to occupy the headship of the home is nothing less than Genesis 3:16, where the woman desires the place of her husband. It's this weak feminine nature that wants to stand in the place of the Creator. That's exactly what Eve faced when she was there in the garden. Is it not written in Genesis 3:5, that the appeal to the woman from the serpent was, for God knows that in the day that you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Is that not the created being tempted to be like the Creator? The female being like the male? Women, society, can you not see where all of this is going to lead? That which has been is that which will be. This desire of women for the place of the man, where now in our universities more than 50% of the students are women, can you not see where women now pursue the places of business where men have stood, in the armed forces, in enforcement, in every area? Can you not see where this is going to lead? It is going to lead to the destruction of society. You are not wiser than God. He has warned us where this feminism is going to lead, and we should be able to look at the family and look at society and with wide open eyes discern exactly what's going to take place. That which has been is that which will be. And this is exactly what happened in the garden, where the woman desired the place of the man, and it caused death and destruction and ruin and loss of the garden that we have been suffering under for 6,000 years. Why, women? Do you think that the consequences of your actions are going to be any different? I've shared in the past in the teachings about the necessity of the woman standing in the place of Yeshua's first coming. He did not come in a male role. He came in a female role. He came to serve and not to be served. He came in a female role, and that is exactly the role that women should seek to adopt and to stand in. They should stand in the place as a servant to her husband, to her children. Women, you will be saved through the bearing of children. Why aren't you doing that? I can tell you one group who is, and they are going to take over the world. Muslims. One out of every four people today are Muslims now in the world. Why? They heed Yahweh God's commandment in two very vital areas. That the man is the head, and number two, that the woman is to bear children. Yahweh God is going to favor them. They will take dominion of this world. Just out of logistics, they have 7 or 8 children per family, and Caucasians, Christians, have less than 2. It is a reported fact. The Muslims will take over the world. Why? They are honoring Yahweh God's word and His ways. You say, well, they don't believe in Jesus. Show me, Christians, that you are by your actions. You are not demonstrating that you believe either. You're so caught up in the world and in its ways that you don't even walk in the ways of Messiah and in the ways of Yahweh. No. No, you prove yourselves failures. And those who are honoring Yahweh's ways and His word are being blessed. Women, you do not realize what a travesty you are creating in this world. We are told in Matthew and Mark that unless the days are cut short, no flesh will be saved. I believe that is a very real prospect. the way everything is going right now with the feminization of the world, in which the created thinks themselves wiser than the creator, we will destroy ourselves. We've talked about women. Let's look at it from a personal standpoint. In the same way, we find testified that there's this contrast. I want to make sure that you understand what I'm saying here on this, because this is a very important point. That which occurred in the garden, in which the woman was cursed that she would desire the place of her husband, but he would rule over her, is the same testimony that we see where it is told to Cain, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is for you. That's the feminine aspect. That's the weak aspect. The male is, but you must rule over it. That which occurs in the relationship between women and men is that which occurs in every one of us. There's a female aspect that we cannot listen to. We have to listen to the male aspect in our lives, even if you're a woman. What is that male aspect? Is it fulfilling your desire to be like a man? No, you are now living according to the female aspect when you live that way. The male aspect within you is to realize that you're a woman. God has placed you in that body. You are accountable and responsible to occupy that body as a woman, as a servant. And if you try to step out of it, you are now living according to your feminine soul, and not according to your masculine spirit. The masculine spirit of a woman will cause a woman to be a woman, and it'll cause a man to be a godly and righteous man. We must live out of our masculine spirit and do what is governmentally right. That's on a personal level. Do you understand that? Let's now look at, and that's an individual level, let's now look at our nation. Is there a male-female in our nation? Yes. The easiest and the clearest testimony of that is the difference between Democrats and Republicans. Clearly, the line is drawn. Democrats are feminine. They run on emotions. Republicans are more so masculine. They seek to do what is governmentally right. And who is it that is prevailing today? It is the feminine soul, once again. The feminine soul is ruling in America. Exactly what is happening in our society, in individuals, where the woman is occupying the place of the man, Yahweh God has now given our nation over to our feminine souls, and the Democrats and those who adopt those practices are now ruling in our society, and it will cause the same thing to our nation that it is causing in our families where women are ruling over men. Do you see the repetition of this? Do you see its certain judgment and destruction? Whether it's individual or corporate, it's the same thing. Democrats go on emotions. They do not hold themselves accountable. They are the weaker. They are easily deceived. And they judge, and their judge is simply to accommodate their own will. Republicans tend to be more realistic. They hold themselves more so accountable. Are they perfect? Of course they're not. But they are far more governmental and logical than the Democrats. And yet our nation is giving itself to these Democrats, and we're being judged for it. Where is it going to take us? It will take us to ruin. You see, America is the kingdom of heaven at the nation's level. Amer means heavenly or heaven, and Rick, Amer, Rick is kingdom. Ah is feminine. America. It is the kingdom of heaven at the nation's level. It is the promise to Abraham that I will cause you to be a blessing to the whole world. America is the kingdom of heaven on this earth at a nation's level. And we are seeking as a nation to do exactly what feminism is causing in our society. What feminism wants to do is erase the distinction between men and women, where there is no difference. They want us to believe that. There is a great difference between men and women, a governmental difference that if we do not respect, it will destroy us just like it destroyed the garden. America will fall just like the garden fell, for the same reasons. Did you know that immediately after, it says in Genesis 3:16, your desire will be for the place of your husband, and he will rule over you. Did you know the next verse, the next sentence, is Yahweh God speaking to Adam, and he says this to Adam. He begins with, because you have listened to the voice of your wife. And from that point on, he begins to curse him. Did you hear that? The curse on Adam began with, because you have listened to the voice of your woman. It doesn't matter if it's personal within you. When you listen to your feminine soul, it's going to be a curse. When we listen to the Democrats, it will be a curse. When we listen to women and gave them the right to vote, it has been a curse. 3,500 babies are killed every day in America. 50 million babies are killed worldwide every year because of this curse of feminism. We gave women the right to vote. They were the ones that insisted on the right to their womb. And they kill that which is within it. They kill life. They are killing the life of this nation. We will destroy ourselves by listening to women and by listening to our feminine souls. Women want equality. No. They don't want equality, they want to prevail. There are three issues that are very sensitive in our society. Women issues, blacks, and homosexuals. Any of those three do not want equality. They want to prevail. It is not their desire for equality. They want to rule. And they will pursue and persist until they do. And it will be destruction, just like it was in the garden. America has this insane quest that is led by the Democrats and Obama for equality in the world. What they're doing is saying the same thing. We do not want lines of distinctions to be drawn. It doesn't work that way. God ordains lines of distinctions. When we seek to erase them, we are homosexuals. That's why we have homosexuals today in America and in the world. We are trying to destroy the lines of distinctions between male and female. And since we destroy those lines, well, what difference does it make who you lay with? We are creating our own problems. Our nation is doing no less. Even as we are seeking by our actions to erase the lines of distinctions between male and female, we are likewise seeking to erase the line of distinction between our nation and other nations. They want equality with America. No, they want to rule over America. There is a tremendous move in this world for a one world government. It is nothing less than homosexuality. It is nothing less than the women's rights movement. I heard a man on Fox News the other day. He's got a book called America for Sale, Jerome Corzai. Speaks about the one world government that everybody is moving towards with this quest, this feminine quest. It will dominate. If Yahweh does not intervene, it will dominate. It is headed in that direction, and it will prevail. It's like a woman who is a constant barrage on her husband. And Solomon said, It's better to live in the corner of an attic than with a contentious woman. And then he goes on a few verses later and says, it's better to live in a wilderness out in the desert than with a contentious woman. When there is this push by women to have equal rights, unfortunately, men often cave instead of being a godly man. Instead of being a righteous man, instead of standing up for masculine principles and truth and what is right, they cave, just like they did in 1920, leading up to 1920. Our nation is no less. This feminism that began in the curse of 1920, I say began, that's when it really evidenced itself. This feminism that fully began to evidence itself in 1920, and it was going, particularly for our society today, it was going back to the beginning of this nation with Abigail Adams. She was a feminist. That spirit already existed. In fact, it goes all the way back to the garden. Erasing lines of distinctions. That's the same drive of these people who want to make America like every other nation. They want to erase the line of distinction. They're wanting to do the same thing that feminism does. They want to make America like everybody else. It is the kingdom of heaven. And guess what happens? When you erase that line of distinction to the kingdom of heaven and let it become like everything else, what does it do? It corrupts the kingdom. It destroys the kingdom. That is exactly what has happened to the kingdom of heaven for 2,000 years. It's the same feminism. Erasing the line of distinction between the kingdom and the world. No difference. Erase the line of distinction. Let's have a homosexual church. Well, you say, no, I reject homosexuals being as pastors in the pulpit. Then why is your church homosexual and has erased the line of distinction between the kingdom and the world? No, you're just as much homosexual as someone who does so in the physical way. It's fitting. It's quite fitting for pastors to now be homosexuals, for them to be accepted. It's simply an outward evidence of what has taken place in the kingdom for 2,000 years. You just erase the line of distinction between the kingdom and the world. Let them have their homosexual and lesbian pastors. Because they're simply evidencing in a physical way what's already taking place in the kingdom. There is no distinction. Paul said, you measure yourselves by yourselves. You compare yourselves with yourselves. And for this reason, you lack understanding. You don't look at the big picture. You don't back off and examine and see what's really taking place in the kingdom, in this nation, and in our societies. It is being destroyed by the one and same thing, and that is Genesis 3:16. Not John 3:16. Genesis 3:16. The desire of the woman will be for the place of her husband. The only hope that we have is that the rest of that verse will soon and hopefully quickly be fulfilled. Is that the promise is, and he will rule over you. This insanity that has been raging in the church, in the home, in the nations, whereby the feminine rules over the masculine, has got to cease. Do you understand? Are you seeing the bigger picture? Are you seeing that if you object to a one world government, then how can you, ladies, seek to rule in your home equally with your husband? Do you see that these churches that are allowing homosexuals to practice in the pulpit is nothing less than what the churches who think themselves, because they compare themselves with themselves, who think themselves separated, The only separation is that they're separated from the more extremes. They are not separated from the world. Where is righteousness? Paul said it well. Because you measure yourselves by yourselves, compare yourselves with yourselves, you lack understanding. Can you not see the bigger picture? Whether it be you personally in your own home, whether it be society, whether it be the church, or the kingdom of heaven at the nation's level, America, and politics. It's a feminization. It's erasing the line of distinction between a man and a woman. The male has the right, the authority, the responsibility to rule. The woman has a responsibility to bring forth offspring. Where is that line of distinction? Women should not be voting. Voting goes to the male. A man and a woman become one flesh under the husband. Our nation espouses one vote, one person. Well, fine. Men and women, that when they marry, it's one person. Should women have the right to vote? No. They do not have the right to govern. You cannot say, well, let's give them the right to govern, but I don't want America submitting to other nations. You reap what you sow. You are speaking out of two sides of your mouth. If the principle of the woman submitting to the husband is correct, it has to be applied in every area. You cannot pick and choose according to your own feminine soul, whether you're a man or a woman. Do you see the critical nature of all of this? That which has been is that which will be. That which has been done is that which will be done. There is nothing new under the sun. What took place in the garden was a testimony of what would take place on the earth. What took place between Cain and Abel was a testimony of that which takes place in every one of us and takes place on the earth. We do not rule over the sin that crouches at the door. We call it a kitty cat instead of a lion. We try to tame it and think we can bring it into our house. And it devours us in time. We do not see the warning of the scriptures. And we think, or we blindly go along maybe, with this idea that we are doing right. We're doing no more right than did Eve, nor did Cain. Do you now understand this important distinction? But you know, quite honestly, this is an impossible task without Yahweh fulfilling exactly what He said in the Scriptures. In Matthew and Mark concerning cutting the day short, He said it's through the elect, or because of the elect, those days will be cut short. It is the elect who has to start operating out of their masculine spirits and not out of their feminine soul and do what is right. It is the obedient people spoken of at the end of Genesis concerning the rod will not depart from Judah until to whom it belongs comes, obedient people. Yahweh God has got to establish a people who will stop this insanity, who will be a people who will righteousness and truth. No hope for society without this cutting of time short. Why should I? He said that if those days were not cut short, no flesh would be saved. I have only one hope. I do not have hope in Christianity. They are a blind, feminized work. All you have to do is look at their deeds right now, and it is unquestionably evident. I have no hope in Christianity. I have no hope in the nations. They have corrupted the church, the kingdom. The world is corrupting the governmental purpose of America. America is corrupting itself. The curse of 1920 with feminism. And let us not forget this corrupt music that is destroying us as well. Rock and roll, jazz, rap, and the whole scope of that music is a destructive force on our nation, taken right into our churches as well. I have no hope in our nation. I have no hope in where people are going to take us. I have no hope in Republicans. They may be masculine in comparison to Democrats, but you tell me what their position is on women. They approve of women voting too. They're operating out of their own feminine souls. A woman should not have the right to vote. Rush Limbaugh, as much as I admire him, his music is rock and roll. He speaks of unclean things as well. I have no hope in society. I have no hope in Republicans. For the first time in years, this last election, I didn't vote. I wasn't going to vote for Barack Obama. And I wasn't going to vote for Palin, who's a woman. Barack Obama has been addressed in that recent program with my two brothers, black brothers, Daniel Middleton and Tommy Tillman. Barack Obama is simply the testimony of the full blossom of the curse of 1920. And the Democrats taking the power, total, in government, full blossom of the curse of 1920. Where the woman listens to the serpent and destroys the kingdom. It's exactly what's happening. There is no hope, folks. There is no hope. Unless Yahweh raises up a people, the obedient people, the Elijah company, and prepares the way for Emmanuel. There is no hope. No. Republicans are not the answer. No. No. They're just an alteration from the more corrupt Democrats. The answer is for Emmanuel to come and set up his government on this earth. That is what must take place. Again, the stage is set. We know where we are headed. We have the same fate as the original garden. In the church, in this nation. And we see it glaringly taking place in front of us right now. On November 2, we hope Yahweh will give us His Spirit. We hope that a bride will be established over a 3-year period. As daunting a consideration as that is, I have no hope in anything else. The thing that was the closest to me, I have lost, my family, to Christianity. I have one hope. I have the hope that Yahweh God will finish what He began 2,000 years ago, pour out His Spirit, establish a people who will preach righteousness, prepare the way for Emmanuel, for Him to come back to this earth and establish His kingdom that man has corrupted for 2,000 years. That alone is my hope. I trust that you've learned something very vital in our time together today. Again, it's something that I wanted to communicate to you directly. I want to challenge you. If you embrace this, let it begin in your own life. Let it begin within yourself. If you're a woman, find your place in your submissive relationship with your husband. Let that be your prayer for this nation and for the church. You evidence that in a substantive way. By submitting to your husband. Men, honor your head, Yeshua, and do what is right. Do not be involved in uncleanness. Seek to set forth that which is good and right in your family. Seek righteousness. Seek the kingdom first. Seek to establish the kingdom in your life and in your home. Be serious. Let your prayers be your actions and not mere words. We can't change the world by our efforts. There's no way. Not of ourselves. We can change ourselves. We may not change the world, but we can change ourselves. And I do pray that this is the time that Yahweh is indeed going to establish a work that finishes what Yeshua began 2,000 years ago. Bring it to completion. Bring Emmanuel to this earth and clean up this destruction, that if it goes any further, it will be, my God, why have you forsaken us? And no flesh will be saved. Do you understand the scope of the issue here again? That which has been is that which will be. Your desire will be for the place of your husband, and he will rule over you. Adam, because you have listened to the voice of your wife. Cain, sin is crouching at the door, and its desire is for you, but you must master it. That is what we all must do. We must come to master sin and do what is right. And may Yahweh God have mercy on us. May He raise up a people and prepare the way for Emmanuel. May Yahweh have mercy on us.